Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Peter Stone is about to force Kitty St. John to reveal where she has hidden the papers she has stolen from his trunk when Jungle Jim steps in to rescue her. The infuriated Stone turns upon Jungle Jim and starts to use his big bullwhip on him. But Jim jerks the whip from Stone's grasp and closes with him, slamming away with both fists. Stone is a tough customer, however, and puts up a terrific fight. Just when Jim appears to be getting the worst of the argument, Kitty St. John screams to Jim to look behind him. Jim, with his back to the door, whirls himself and his adversary around just when a shot is fired. The bullet was intended for Jim, but struck Peter Stone. Then Jim fires quickly, and Punchy, Stone's chief lieutenant, falls dead. In the meanwhile, Kolu, following Jim's instructions, sets fire to Stone's ammunition hut, destroying their adversary's supply of ammunition. With this job successfully concluded, Kolu starts off to the wharf at the edge of the river and sets fire to the boats moored there, thus cutting off the enemy's chance of escape. Jim and Kitty are now preparing to make a dash for safety.
Come on, Kitty. There isn't a moment to lose. We've got to get going before those natives come running up here and find we've killed Stone and Punchy. Say, where are you going?
I've got to get those papers I stole from Stone. I was afraid he'd find them on me, so I hid them in the hems of the window drapes in my room. It won't take me a minute to rip open the hems and get the papers.
Well, I'm glad you thought of them, Kitty. They're going to be very valuable in proving our case against Stone. Too late to bring him to trial, but we'll at least have the evidence against him. You hurry and get those papers. I'll stand watch in case any of those natives put in an appearance.
All right, Jim. I'll be right back. Quick. Look out that window. There's someone moving up to the cabin. Watch, he's over there now. Now, there he is, coming through the brush. See him?
You bet I see him. You go back and get those papers. I'll take care of him. It's one of Stone's natives, probably.
Very well, Jim. I hope there's only one. There may be more hidden in the jungle.
It's all right, Kitty. It's my man, Kolu, coming back to get us. Okay, Kolu. Come on in and watch your step. Don't fall over that body. That's all that remains of Punchy. Peter Stone is over there. Don't worry, Kolu. They're safe. They're both dead.
That'd be good, Tuan. Kolu afraid they get you.
They almost did, Kolu. I was in the middle of a very interesting little battle with Stone when this thug Punchy walked in. I had my back to him while I was struggling with Stone. But Kitty screamed, and I did a complete reverse and whirled Stone around just when Punchy fired. The bullet got Stone, and then I drew my gun. It was dark in here, and Punchy couldn't see me. But standing in the light of the doorway, he made a perfect target. And there he is.
Where be Mrs. St. John?
Oh, she's safe, all right. She's in her room getting the papers she had stolen and hid from Peter Stone. As soon as she gets them, we're going to get out of here and head for the river.
That not be good, Tuan.
Jungle
be full of natives. You hear that, Tuan? That be ammunition hut blowing up. I set fire to big hut and then burn all natives' boats. Natives get scared when they see big hut burn. All run, hide in jungle.
Here they are, Jim. You'll find plenty of evidence in these papers. Oh, I'm all ready to go now.
Kolu was just reported some rather bad news, Kitty. The jungle between here and the river is full of Stone's natives.
Oh.
Kolu set fire to the ammunition hut, and the place started blowing up, scaring the natives to death. They couldn't escape down the river either, because Kolu had also set fire to their boats.
Then what are we going to do? We can't stay here. Oh, those natives will eventually come up here looking for Stone and Punchy.
Don't worry. We're not going to stay in here and have those natives bottle us up. We're going to get out in the open. We'll at least have a 50-50 chance of getting away. Kolu, tell me, where do you think most of those natives are now?
They be in jungle to left of this road that goes down to place where we hid boat.
Gosh, that's bad. We'll have to take a chance and make a run for it. Look, Kolu, you go ahead and see if the road is clear. I'll follow along with Kitty. But don't get too far ahead of us. It's getting light now, so I'll be able to see you.
Yes, Tuan.
Just scout the ground a little ahead. We can afford to take our time and play safe. Make straight for that spot on the river where our boat is hidden. Now, okay, Colo, slip out now. We'll watch for your signal. Lie well down on the grass, Kitty, and don't move. Something is wrong ahead. Colo is working his way back to us.
Are we very far from the river now, Jim?
No, not more than a couple of hundred yards. But there's a big clearing between us and the river. And that's the tough part of our trip.
Tuan, there'll be six or seven natives ahead, Tuan. They come out of jungle to look at ruins of ammunition hut. They stand around, talk, point up this way.
They must be standing in the middle of that clearing we have to cross to get down to the river.
Yes, Tuan. But Colo have idea. You and Mrs. St. John go through jungle to edge of clearing on this side. Then I go over other way, hide in bush, shout, fire shots. Then when natives come running, see what happens.
Oh, I get the idea, Colo. And I think it'll work. You attract the natives' attention off to the right of us. And when they come running over that way, we'll make a quick dash for the river, while you gradually work around the natives until you're in a position to make a quick break.
That'd be right, Tuan.
Okay, Colo. Well, it's a bit dangerous, but no more so than anything else we could try. All right. Come on now, Kitty.
Yes.
Stick close to me and get ready for a fast bit of running.
While Kitty, Jim, and Colo are attempting their final dash for freedom, Lil and Tony have managed to survive their night of terror when they unsuccessfully tried to escape Big Tom and his native followers in the big longboat that was riddled with bullets and sunk before they could row to safety. Swimming to shore, they find refuge in the cellar of the yacht club.
Well, I managed to hunt around and find us some breakfast.
Oh.
What's more, I found the electric stove still in order and made us some hot coffee.
Tony, you're an angel. This is manna from heaven. How do things look up above?
Quiet as a tomb. Well, that's what I can't understand. I managed to look over the place from an upstairs window, and I didn't see a soul.
What do you suppose made those natives withdraw so suddenly? They stopped shooting and left so quietly and quickly that I thought they were pulling some trick on us.
Yes, so did I. Something is evidently wrong somewhere. You don't suppose Jim had something to do with it, do you?
It's quite possible, Tony, although I don't see how he could have. After all, there's only Jim and Colo free, and they could hardly have tackled that crowd of natives alone. Tony, do you hear that?
Voices.
Yeah.
White men's voices. All right, Lil, we've got to hide quickly. Here, gather up those things.
Yeah.
Carry them with you. Over in the far corner, you'll find some clothes lockers. Get in one and trust to luck.
Okay, Tony, but how about you?
I'll be with you in a minute. I'm going over to this window and see who it is. It's probably Peter Stone and some of his men looking for us.
Hello! Hello there! Mr. Lowry! Oh. Mr. Lowry!
They're calling for you, Tony.
Yes, Wilson's voice. Here, wait here, Lil, until I see. Maybe some kind of a trick. Lil, we're in luck. It is Wilson. Oh. With McGregor, Tompkins, Bill, and Shepard.
Good.
They're armed to the teeth. Now, wait a minute. Can I break this? Wilson! Wilson! Here I am. It's Tony Lowry. I'm down here in the cellar.
Okay, Mr. Lowry. It's all right. Come on out. No danger.
Come on, Lil.
Okay.
Let's go upstairs. They're waiting for us. Something has happened. The boys are all free.
Let's go. I can't wait to find out how they got away.
There you are, Mr. Lowry. Glad to find you alive and well.
Well, the feeling is mutual, Walter. Oh, you remember Mr. Brill?
Yes, sir. Glad you're all right, too, Mr. Brill.
I'm kind of glad about it myself. Say, how did you fellas get free again? The last word we had from you was that you'd all been taken prisoners when you were coming back from trying to find the longboat.
Well, we were, but... Say, where's Jackson?
Shot by those natives last night.
Uh-huh.
He was too badly wounded to make any attempt at swimming, and although Mr. Vril and I tried to hold him up, it was impossible to keep going. He slipped away from us and was drowned.
Well, that's too bad, Mr. Lowry, but we're more than even that score.
But tell me, how the devil you fellas got away?
Well, they had us locked up, all right, but they got careless. We heard the old chief come running into camp, yelling for help. He took all the natives but two, and when they'd gone, McGregor yelled for the guard. Instead of shouting at us through the door, he opened it.
Ah.
You'll never know what hit him. McGregor must have broken that native's leg. He hit him so hard. The other native started to run, but I grabbed the guard's rifle and stopped the native dead in his tracks. Then we broke into their storeroom, grabbed rifles and ammunition, and started out for the bay.
Good. How did you know where we were?
Well, the old chief was yelling about the white man and the girl, so we knew it must be you.
And it was you that broke up that little shooting match on the shore?
Yes, sir.
Oh?
We knew they were all too busy shooting at you three to even notice our approach.
Ah.
So we crept up behind them so close we were almost on their backs. Then we opened fire and wiped out most of them. Three or four managed to get away, but we caught up to them.
Oh, I wish to heaven we had known that part of that gunfire was yours. It sounded as though every native on the island was up there taking pot shots at us.
Yes. We almost drowned swimming underwater for so long. We swam down the bay with the tide and then cut into the shore and made our way up here to the clubhouse.
Uh-huh. Well, we looked for you after the battle was over, but couldn't find hide nor hair of you. About giving you up for lost. Just hit upon this place sort of accidentally.
Well, I'm darn glad you did.
Me too.
Oh, but say, how about the rest of the natives?
Yeah.
Well, one of the boys we caught told us that a dozen or more of them went up the river for ammunition and supplies. Something happened to them. They haven't returned.
Up the river?
Yeah.
Well, that's where Jim and Kolo headed for and haven't been heard from since. But if what you say is true, that a dozen natives went up the river and didn't come back, I'll bet my last dollar Jim and Kolo have had something to do with their disappearance.
I wouldn't be at all surprised, though. But, Wilson, what's your next move?
Well, we feel there must be a few white planters around that have managed to escape this massacre. And we're going to find them. Round them up and start a big comeback. This war isn't lost yet.
Once again, the hardy little handful of white men take heart and plan another blow for victory. And if Jungle Jim and Kolo are successful in breaking through the natives that threaten to keep them from reaching the river, law, order, and peace may be restored. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.